You want to talk about a quick turnaround? That was a quick turnaround in studio now. Finally, we've been waiting all week. We love Laguna Beach.
Woo-hoo!
Welcome, everybody. Hey. My goodness.
Thank you.
So, first of all, there is no more visible lovers of Laguna Beach online, anywhere you can find, everywhere around town. We love Laguna Beach, and we are delighted to have you with us today. Thank you so much. You can, you know what? If you want to utilize this, you're more than welcome to utilize this for that.
Okay.
You know, I'm a giver.
I'm a bad influencer. Bring my tripod.
That's perfectly okay. So, starting with you, starting on the left, let's introduce ourselves to our audience here.
Wait, is that me first?
That would be my left.
So I'm Kristen. You probably know me as Kristen by the Ocean. I'm on Instagram promoting and supporting all of our local businesses, volunteering where I can, and I'm here to hype up We Love Laguna Beach, which is Jennifer's passion project.
And Jennifer is, and I know that we have seen you everywhere. And Jennifer, it is your
social media expert.
Right.
We like to call her.
Yeah, okay.
and of course, Jennifer Halbert sitting next to you. It is your passion project, and a great job having done it. Introduce yourself
Thank
to our audience,
you.
Please.
I'm Jennifer Halbert. I'm a realtor with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services right here in Laguna Beach, and this is We Love Laguna Beach, which is started as a magazine, and it's sort of morphed into being so much more with the help of Kristen, and of course with the support of two of these awesome advertisers we have right here.
Right.
We have Susan and David, which will be speaking up next. But yeah, so it's just kind of morphed, and we're figuring out really what we're doing. But I think as a whole, it's just come to being that we want to help all nonprofits and really put ourselves out there. And when we can help, we do. So whether it be in print, on social media, on the website, or at live events, we want to be there and we want to help out. And it's just so much fun, and we all love it.
And I'll say it now for everybody. So far, so good. I have seen you everywhere. Thanks. You're very visible, and the help that you lend is tangible. It is a tangible, and we do appreciate it. And I'm sure the nonprofits and us as well, of course, being part of that. Yeah. Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. We love it.
Susan, you've been here before. Always love having you in. I know the audience knows you, but for those that don't, tell us.
Yes, I love being here. Thank you. Excuse me. My name is Susan Chavka. I am a hypnotherapist. Prior, I was a private investigator for 30 years. Doing what I love. What I do is very deep healing. It's not your typical hypnosis. You're going to be in my office for 6, 7, maybe more, and we're going deep into that, you know.
Should I bring a change of clothes?
Absolutely. Snacks. I have it all. Okay. But yeah, it's not an issue, one thing, because we don't have just one thing. It's an encompassing thing that sort of stems from things. So it's just very all-encompassing, and what everyone needs with a childhood, just to get out of their own way and make it not hard work, but just smart, light work. Right. And I'm just so honored to be here. I love this station so much, and I love you so far. I just met you.
She's pointing to Dave over there.
Yes, Dave. But, you know, I've known these girls. This one is Jennifer Halbert, is the connector. So it makes sense for her to have We Love Laguna Beach, which I'm obsessed with Laguna Beach. And I'm new here. You know, I lived in Mission Viejo, but I've been here like about 8, 9 months. And it's just everything. The energy's different. You know, I have offices in Corona Del Mar and Santa Monica, but this is the energy. I mean, it's just, it's a different people. I met some people in Santa Monica yesterday, and they're like, oh, it's a small town. I love Laguna. And so Jen doing the magazine is just spot on. And you know, Kristen, it's just a perfect team. Just beautiful souls here.
Yeah. Well put. You well stated, well put. And you did point to a guy you just met before, loved.
But, you know, we don't, like, have that deep connection of, like, intimacy yet, like I have with these girls. And like you know, we've met, you know. I remember when we first met, and you were wearing your dad's tuxedo or something.
Oh my god, has it been that long?
I was like, wow, what a sharp dresser.
Oh, thank you. Left dad naked that night, but that's okay. No, just, Dave, introduce yourself to our audience, please.
Hello, my name's David Parker. I'm an architect here in Laguna Beach.
And I just want to say, one of the reasons we love Laguna Beach is the weather. I mean, look at this.
The magnificent
It's a beautiful day. Sunny day. Oh, the air is cool and crisp. I mean, I just can't believe how beautiful it is
here. And I
here.
Can see the ocean right through your window right here. That's just gorgeous.
One of the many reasons I love waking up in the morning, and this is where I spend my day.
It's the most beautiful place. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah. So musically, tell us about your music. Where you stand musically here?
Well, I in addition to being an architect, I have a company that does musical performances in private homes.
Right.
And the company's name is Sonatasia. And we've been doing this a few times a year since 2009, although we skipped a couple of years during the pandemic shutdown.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're getting ready to get started again. And a little later, I'm going to talk about an event we have coming up in town. So it's a fun passion that I've got. People really enjoy it. And I'm excited about getting going again.
All right. Well,
that's
excellent.
It's really fun. And it's always at one of the homes that he has designed. So some of these special homes that you may not know, but if you look up when you're driving to the Sawdust, you look up and you see this gorgeous, rounded, modern home. Right. That's one of David's. So, like, very talented. He's humble, but very, very talented.
Thank you.
Yes.
But one of the things that's kind of unfortunate about being a residential architecture is the only person that gets to see something you've designed is the people that live there and maybe a few neighbors and friends. But it's great to be able to bring other people into beautiful homes. And I don't always do my own home. There's a beautiful home wants to host our event, people get to come and see the home and be inside it and enjoy it. And I think that's really, really a great thing, a great experience for people.
It's very fun. Yeah. It's very fun. People get dressed up and there's art, music, whole nine yards.
That sounds like a blast.
It
that
really like a blast. Is, yes.
A blast.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. So this crew, what are we doing today? What are we doing?
Well, today, this is what we wanted to do, is just talk to you, Ed.
Oh, I love this.
We want to talk to you every day. So you know now what? That we get the chance, we're like excited.
I swear I love this. Thank you so much. This makes my day here. And okay, so I'm going to stay on David for just a second here,
David.
And tell you that the house that Jennifer just described is not someone that's just visible, not just a house that's visible to the homeowner. That's visible to all of us.
Oh, everybody that drives into Laguna, right. I think they see it, right. And they just wonder, now they can know.
Magnificent work. Magnificent work.
It's right up on a hill above the Sawdust Festival. So it's really rare and unusual to have a house that's actually visible.
It really is. Every time I drive in and out on the canyon, I always look up. Sometimes I take a photo and say, send it to him. But.
As long as it doesn't come down the hill, we're happy.
And did that make a difference? Its visibility to the rest of the world, did that make a difference in the design choice for you?
Yeah, it did, absolutely. Because it was so prominent, I really had to think about how it related to the environment, to the hillside and all of that. I really had to pay special attention to that.
Okay.
I wanted it to look like it was growing out of the hill,
it
like
does.
Almost a natural
it really does.
Rock formation. So, that was a good question. It really
it
did.
It really
right.
does.
All right. And Jennifer, in seeing a house like that and being in real estate, how easy is that to show, when you're showing, how easy is something like that? A beautiful house that's architecturally designed wonderfully and creatively. How easy is that to move?
Well, you know, it's so helpful to have someone as experienced and as talented as David while in this home buying land selling process.
Right.
He's a big part of it. Actually, he is designing a home on a lot that I sold.
Oh.
Yeah, funny enough. Oh. So something in Laguna Beach, and it is gorgeous. So,
oh,
yes.
Wonderful.
Soon, in the very near future.
And then do you, like, for instance, you sold the lot, you introduce him then to those that bought the lot, and if the chemistry is right, everything worked out between all of you.
Maybe we'll have a big KXFM party there.
Let's.
That's what the plan was, something like that. And that'll be our open house, our first open house. Yes, yeah, something right. like that. Right. Fun, creative, collaboration. I think that's what it's all about.
Right.
And I think that's what the magazine, the website, everything is all about. And, you know, we have a little bit of everything. Right. Visit Laguna Beach, KXFM, Chamber, all of us. We all love Laguna Beach. And I think that's what
you
it's
want to
all
talk
about
visibility. So I'm right now, you're everywhere and you should be everywhere, by the way. And yeah, you're even on my head this morning. As it was nice and chilly when I came in. So Susan, you're intuitive.
Yeah.
You have intuitive, let's say intuitive abilities, if I may.
Sure. Sure, absolutely.
All right. When you meet someone for the first time, can you right away tell where they are, whether they're stressed, whether they're...
Absolutely. That's a great question. I was just talking about that with my husband. You know, I even met someone and I told them, you know, what they said, do you listen to podcasts? I said, no, but I'm going to have one soon. But, you know, I know a lot of people, you know, and I mentioned the person listening to a certain genre of podcast, and they're like, how did you know? Right. And then I said something else. They're like, well, how did you know? And it's just when we're all psychic, we're all a channel and psychically, you know, connected,
right.
But we have to be an open channel when it's clear and we can be connected to ourselves first and open. We can sense and feel that and in presence, and we are energy and we transfer it back and forth, and we can feel, you know, when someone's off, and it's not to judge, it's just to see, you know, meet them where they're at, understand as much as you can, and to be there to empower them, because we're all in this together. My favorite sign coming in the canyon is the one love, because it is, it's one love. It's all about just togetherness, and we learn from each other. You know, every time I meet a client and they become a friend and you know, a lifelong friend, it's just that to me, you know, is, you know, everything. We're here for each other, and I learn from them. It's we always need to be the student and teacher and helping out, but we need to help ourselves first, because we need to really feel good, not doing good for others to feel good and being the people pleaser and the helper, but we need to help ourselves first and get to have that intimate relationship so we can really do it for others properly.
Beautifully stated. I think we got a phone call, and this is always dangerous to just go blind to the phones, but we're going to do that right now. Hi, who's on the line?
Hey, hello, hi. It's Wyland here on the beautiful North Shore.
I knew it was trouble.
Thank you. We're so happy you're calling in.
Very excited to talk to you guys and support you. And let me tell you, it is epic, beautiful day. Huge surf coming up for the Eddie I. Cow surf event at Waimea.
Oh.
You know, legendary surf event. And I'm actually the official artist for it this year.
Oh,
so
nice. Cool. Yes. So what else are you up to?
I'll let you in on a little clue, too. Vans was nice enough. Steve Van Doren, Vans are, you know, great iconic surf brand and maker of the coolest shoes on the planet. They actually took my design, the painting, the official painting, and made a limited series of Eddie I. Cow shoes.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm going to give you the insider information. You guys ready and all your listeners?
Yes,
ready.
Please.
So, It'll probably go up on Van's site for sale tomorrow. There's only 300 pairs, and they're gonna be putting it out there Sunday for the contest. You know, with a little bar that you can order. They're gonna sell out in hours. So if you guys want them, either go to Wyland, you know, my site wyland.com, and we'll have it posted there tomorrow. Or just be smart, go to Van's, because last time I did this with Van's, like 2 hours, my Wyland shoes sold out.
Cool. That's so awesome.
So there you go.
Well, thank you for calling. We're so excited.
Well, sure.
You're the best.
Sure, one more thing. One more thing, too. I wanted to donate $100 right now and challenge all the listeners out there, everybody in the community in Orange County and everyone listening.
Before you go, Wyland, I want the listeners to know, those that haven't stopped by the studio, that the last time you were here, you just happened to have a spray can on you, and you put up this magnificent work of art on one of our walls here in the studio, and it is really the centerpiece of conversation when people walk in here, and it's amazing, and we love you for doing that,
Wyland,
and thank you for always supporting the radio station.
Thank you so much, Wyland, and thank you for supporting We Love Laguna Beach, because your artwork on the cover has really made it something so much more than it would ever have been. Yeah.
Hey, good to talk to you guys, and I will always support you guys, and thank you for supporting Wyland Galleries and all the businesses in Laguna, too. So it goes both ways, but everybody has to remember, we got to support our local radio station.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Wyland. All right, save me a pair of size 12s, please. I appreciate it. You'll be hearing from me soon. Thank you. Thanks again.
Aloha.
Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Aloha.
Aloha.
What a great guy. And again, you guys have done stuff together with him. Anything coming up that we can talk about?
Well, we're hoping for our next issue to be coming up soon. We kind of had a little bit of a lull because we have been doing so many things in the community and getting the website and social media getting going. So we'll be putting out our next issue. So we're hoping to get more advertising support on that so we can do more events and give back more and also feature more nonprofits in the magazine. So it's kind of just all a big full circle. So we're just working hard at that.
And it's a chore putting together a publication that is a paper publication as well, right? That's got to be a chore.
It's fun, but it's work. But we love it.
Well, is this a moment to talk about the nonprofit and maybe asking for help?
That'd be a great time.
So we have visions, and obviously, you know, We Love Laguna Beach was Jennifer's passion project first, and then I came on, and the mission has evolved, and we've decided that we want to register as a nonprofit ourselves so that we can better help everybody else.
And give back to more
To move the wheels a little bit faster. Mm-hmm. So kind of putting a message out there that if anybody is familiar with navigating that process of registering, we would like some help. Can we sit down with coffee with somebody mm-hmm. who can help us out a little bit? Just kind of putting that out there.
All right. Yes. Beautifully put, by the way. Yeah. And congratulations.
We feel like it's like a full service marketing for nonprofits. That's kind of where we've been evolving to. And we've been doing it in so many ways, and we haven't really, you know, so kind of just coming to that realization that that's really what we want to do. We've been doing it. All of us here that are sitting here, including you, are just all very into the nonprofit world and helping out. Right. And so it's, you know, it just kind of happened naturally.
Right. And I know that you've already taken on what we do here. What we do here is any other nonprofit is welcome to walk in the door and let's talk about them and make sure that everyone knows about them and they're aware.
Exactly.
And you've been following in exactly that example and doing the same things with your publication, with your being out at these places and taking care of. What's your next event?
Well, that's a good question.
Do we know?
Yeah, this was our big event right now.
Right.
And then from here, it'll probably be the launch of our next issue when we have the next printed publication.
Okay.
But we are going to be helping out too. Actually, we could kind of the Just Gather event, which Michelle Heiberg's putting on.
Right.
She's doing a lot of great work, and we helped at her event previously. So that one is April 16th.
Yes.
Okay, so April.
Ooh, solid steel
I know Kristen's been kind of taking the lead on that. So that's one other. We've been doing just wherever people need help, we kind of want to be there and do what we can.
Right.
Whether it be giving out hats for donations like we did at the Ability Awareness Project. The Day of Kindness. It's like it kind of happened organically with the giving out hats for donations, but it works. And, you know, whatever we can do,
I should mention right now that on the Day of Kindness, Jennifer Halbert received a kindness award and so deserving.
So did Kristen.
Yes. Deserving, by the way. Maybe the dumb guy on the street question for Susan. You are intuitive, and we know that clearly, and we've discussed it many times here on the show. When you say you take on a client, has a client ever like screwed you over and you just didn't see it coming?
Oh, yeah. Right. We live and learn. Everything is a lesson. There's not good day, bad day. It's good day and a lesson. So when you see, you know, in the beginning, you know, I remember when I was training in Marina Del Rey, my teacher said, you're not going to work with a narcissist. And I've had a couple slip through the cracks. And it was like, you saw it coming, but you didn't, because I just like, you know, felt for their pain and saw that and go, okay, I know what to do.
Right.
You know, and it was like, you know, when I was a CASA and took care of, you know, a foster girl, I said, give me the one that no one wants, that's the hardest and oldest, right? You know, not a young, easy kid. You know, no one's easy, but, you know, I said, just give me something, you know, a challenge, because, you know, I love that. I want to see what I'm made of.
Right.
And so, sorry about the question.
No. That's okay, because the question was, has a client ever like...
Oh, yeah. And a lot of times if a client is trying to... Usually I work with adults, but sometimes I get teenagers. And lately there's been a lot, you know, going through a lot of different things. But we have to consider the source, the person that raised them. So a lot of times someone will want their kid helped, but they got to understand that, you know, where it came from. It's learned behavior, you know, it's all learned behavior. So if I'm working on the kid, I only feel like it's fair for you, and you can't do it out of you know, control or wanting to know what they're doing. You have to do it for the right why. Right. If your why is to save a marriage or do something, that's not the thing. It needs to be for you. And you could be nervous, because I'll turn that into excitement once, you know, you realize, but you need to be open and just, you know, honest and raw, because this is showtime.
Right.
This is your movie. You get to write it, produce it, direct it. Costume's my favorite. Location's my favorite. I got it. And and so we're like, write your movie. What's the title going to be?
Well, you only get one.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's not a horror movie. Drama. Well, in this lifetime, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. This one, in this body. So you better enjoy it. You create it. Create the body, everything, all of it.
And I'm carrying on. I'm realizing now that in what I'm doing today, I'm carrying on four completely different subject conversations here at one time.
We are so diverse.
Right. You can do a presidential like debate or something.
And I feel like we want to come up with a little like catchy tune, because it's like we live here, we work here, we love Laguna Beach. Like it's like there's, because you know, some of us live here, some of us, but the whole thing that we have in common is we all
Laguna Beach.
Love this place, and it's been so great for us. And this is what it's all about.
Right. And that's why you have to support this station, because it's not very often that you have such a great, like,
local station.
Yes, it's so cool. It's like a small town, even though it's a vacation town and it's beautiful. It is like a small town. You just see people wherever you go. And so we have to support that. Mm-hmm. We have to give back, whether it's a little, whatever you can give.
Whatever
everything
you can
matters.
Yes.
Because it just helps a good cause, and whether you know, listen a little, a lot, you know, you should.
And if you don't, if you can't call in now, you can click on the link at KXFM and donate there. But if you'd like to call in, it's 949-715-5936.
And if you want to talk to any one of them, you can call that same number, 715-5936. Mm-hmm. If you want to donate in the lobby and talk to Erica and Alyssa, 715, also in the 949 area, by the way, 715-4859. Or as Jennifer mentioned, you go online. So can I ask you a question from my nerdy architecture brain here? Recently, we've been talking a lot about California going all electric, California moving away from gas and gas appliances. And recently, how does that change how you design a property if it's a brand new property?
Well, we have to comply with California energy regulations, which have been in place for two or three decades. But by complying with those, you have a very energy efficient house. However, there's a lot of flexibility. So it really depends on what the client wants. If they really want a totally green off the grid house or a totally green, no carbon footprint house, we can do that.
Right.
If they want something less than that, we can do that too. But complying with the regulations always ensures that the house is very energy efficient.
Right.
One thing that has changed recently is the move towards requiring solar panels.
Mm-hmm.
We used to only have to reserve a space for them and provide hookups. But now, more and more, we're beginning to have to actually provide the solar panels to be installed. So that's really the only big thing that's come up recently. But I think we can look forward to more of those kinds of requirements.
Right. And the solar panels, does that add a tremendous amount of expense to the final product?
Not a tremendous expense. And I'm really not well educated in how all of that works, but I do believe that there are credits that the government gives.
Right. Yeah, we're going to be talking about those next week, actually, and I'm glad. I'd love to invite you on to maybe be part of that.
I'd love to do that.
Oh, right. That would be awesome.
Right. Yeah. So the government is because of the latest success through the Biden administration through Congress, the government is now going to offer credits or tax breaks for installing solar panels in energy efficient homes.
Yeah, and if they weren't doing that, it would be very hard to make them pencil out. They are expensive, and it takes a long time for them to pay for themselves. Mm-hmm. But by offering the credits, all of a sudden it enables people to do it and start enjoying the cost savings and all of that.
Right. And just the nerdiest question I'll probably ever ask you, and I'm so sorry. I mean, I'm so curious about this. From the moment that a client says, I'm looking for a house. This is the lot I just bought. I want a house on it. From the moment you know that until you're done with a design, how many hours of work would you estimate you generally put in? And what's the length of time to get that design?
It really varies a lot. It depends on the client and how difficult the lot is to design on. This is a subject I really love to talk about, mm-hmm. and I'd love a chance to really discuss it more at length. Because a lot of people ask me that question. It's not a nerdy question at all. People ask it. They're curious. They want to know, how do you start from just a bare piece of dirt to getting a house.
Right.
So I work for both individual clients and also builders that do things like spec homes. And individual clients spend a lot more time than builders do trying to work out the design with me. We go through a lot of different options, a lot of different iterations of the design. So it's a very fluid process. It, in terms of hours, it could take, you know, sometimes hundreds of hours to design a large custom home for somebody. And there's a lot of hours that are spent nowadays getting approvals from building departments, planning departments, especially in the Indigo Beach, as most people know.
Right.
It's one of the most difficult cities to get something approved
in.
We spend a lot of time just trying to go through that process.
Have you found in the last couple or several years that it has been streamlined at all, or is it still the same difficult process it was 5-10 years ago?
Yes. Okay. However, well, it's getting harder, but not just in Laguna. Everywhere it's getting harder. Mm-hmm. However, Laguna, just a couple months ago, they enacted a new policy they call the Streamline Policy, which actually is making certain things easier, mainly smaller types of projects like changes to windows, changes to exterior building materials. Like if you want to change your house from shingles to stucco or add a window or enlarge a window, they have enacted a policy that's making that easier than it used to be. And I'm very grateful for that, because a lot of people, when they find out they've got to go through design review just to add or enlarge a window, they just say, forget it.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to change the material in their house, is, the wood siding is rotting away, and they find out they have to go through design review, it's like, forget it. So they're stuck with a substandard house. But now, this streamlined policy is enabling some of these things to be done without having to go through design review or going through a less difficult level of design review.
And a big streamlining, also another feature for the streamlining, is to use a local or someone who's familiar with Laguna Beach.
Right.
Somebody that is experienced working here really helps when you're trying to navigate through the city.
Right. And
to get a project.
In all forms. In real estate agent, first of all, and then in architecture, secondly. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. But to work on a larger project, it's still the same process, and it is very lengthy, and you really have to understand the process and know. I always say it's more important to know what not to do than it is to know what to do, because there are things you've got to avoid that if you don't avoid them, it'll just cause you to spiral into just a long, difficult, agonizing process.
And then most people give up.
Right.
Because it's so difficult.
And most people, a lot of people will give up.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer, you got some donations there, I see.
Yes. Right. So let's start by saying thank you. We have Lynn Hutchison.
That's my future mom-in-law.
Woo! Very nice, Lynn.
Thank you so much, Lynn.
And then my mom, Carrie.
Very cool.
And then we have, I hope I'm saying Thea or Tay. Taya, from Molly. Eco Now, a new business that just opened in Laguna Beach.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Jennifer, I know how you work. Close. I've seen you work up close. I know. Do you find sometimes, or when you have a client that's looking for a place, that they're stuck on a place that's not right for them, and then you maybe you want to show them another couple of properties before they make that decision? And how involved are you in that decision making process? Or are you just showing?
No. I'm a well, I start to get to know what you're looking for. And when I know what you're looking for, it gets easier and easier. So I always tell people, when I send you something, please let me know what you don't like, how you feel about it, the difference, so I can better help find you what you are looking for. Right. So like some people get a little bit like, I don't want to say I hate that because of this, but it helps.
Right.
It helps to just know exactly what they're looking for, and the best way to do that is to narrow it down by knowing what they're not looking for. And as you get to know that person, you start to know what they like, and then your showings, and then you can also help them find pocket listings, which is another thing which is really cool in Laguna Beach.
Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, this is like the thing in Laguna Beach, and what's great about Berkshire Hathaway, because we have such a huge, huge amount of agents from LA all the way to San Diego.
Right.
And what happens is, when you are allowed to do pocket listings, they are completely legal. If you don't want everyone in the world to know you're selling your house, you call an agent such as myself or some other amazing agent here in Laguna Beach, And we put it on as an off-market exclusive listing.
Okay.
And in that avenue, we are able to promote that to our clients and to agents within our brokerage, right, their clients. So we get a lot of coverage because we have so many agents. And you can sell it without really anybody knowing.
Knowing that it's being sold.
Exactly.
Right. And you mentioned up and down the California coast. Does that include like Berkshire Hathaway's, even in Las Vegas,
well,
or somewhere else?
Well, we do have referrals, so we can refer any. Well, it doesn't even have to be Berkshire Hathaway. I can help you really match you up with an agent anywhere, right, in the world, really. Right. So it's like I get to know what you're looking for, just similar, you know, to here in Laguna Beach.
Right.
And find that agent who specializes in what you're looking for in another area. So that's a big part of our business, too. There's so many ways that, yeah, you know, I'm able to help you if you're looking.
Right. I can tell the world on a personal level, you're good at what you do. I know it for a fact.
You.
I've been there. I've
so
seen
sweet.
It. I've signed the paperwork.
Thank
I know.
You. I worked with her. She sold my house.
See? Aww. See?
Yeah, I got to give her a candle. You, yeah, are amazing. Yeah.
She found mine. So, oh, maybe I bought your house.
Right? No. Well, yeah,
it's the best experience being able to help somebody. Right. It really is. Right. It's awesome.
And Kristen, I heard you say my future mother-in-law. What's the date? What do we have? What do you have to tell us here?
That's just the phrase that I use. Right. There is no special news, but okay, we already know it's a thing. And so that's what I just,
right,
say.
Okay.
Because she's so much more. It's not Brandon's mom, it's but she's not quite my mom-in-law yet, so right, I just say future mom-in-law. But yeah, I get asked that every time I say that phrase.
It's very cool. And I know, by the way, I just now noticed she's wearing the KXFM latest,
yes,
incarnation of our,
is,
t-shirt. Thank,
yes,
you, thank you so much for being
that's
a team player right there. That's,
yeah,
that's a true team player.
So cute.
So, Susan, as you feel the vibe of the room, right, why does this group of five get along so well? Why are we so vibey? And even if it wasn't inside this room where we're locked in and no one can get out now, why have we connected?
Because we appreciate what we have, not what we don't have. We see clearly and we see the beauty. Like David's doing, like when he combines his music and his architecture, that's his two passions. And so he's creating. We're all creators.
Yes.
And if we're not creating, like Kristen, I mean, she does amazing. I watch her videos and watch how she, you know, promotes and just does a beautiful job, mm-hmm, on everything she puts out there. And so it's just, you know, and Jennifer, I mean, this magazine, it's beyond, you know, it's, mm-hmm, everyone's a creator. And if you're not creating and doing, that starts to die inside, mm-hmm, of you. And it's like, that's why they say, oh, it's depression. No, we create that. You know, when you're working, doing something you love, it's fun.
Right.
It's like that song, every day I'm on a vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had clients send that to me. They're like, does your job feel like a vacation because you love it? Yeah. Like, I'll give a 6-7 hour or long session and I have energy.
Right.
And the person's like, it was light out when I came here. Now it's dark. I'm like, yeah, yeah. And I haven't eaten all day. And you know, I'm excited. Right. It's like, mm-hmm, we're all energy. And if we learn to like clear it and help ourselves, we can grow and learn. So yeah, every one of you guys are just so doing your craft and enjoying it and showing up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And being a part of this community and giving back and all like philanthropists in your own way. And caring. So it's like everything's flowing in the right way. And look, it's like all around us. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're surrounded and we're aware of it, you,
right,
know?
And you talked about everyone being creative. Who called on the show? A creative guy. Wyatt calls on the show. I think there's a little creativity there.
Exactly. I know. Well, we put it together some music, but I don't even know if we're going to have time to play
well,
any of
music. I was just going to ask you. Was
I know. Should we?
Did you want
to
play
Is there anybody
song?
Who wants to call in? Or actually, you can also visit us on our social media page.
Please
it's
do that.
we.love.lagunabeach. And in our bio, we have the link that you can click on. And you can donate there as well to our show,
okay,
and to help KXFM.
So they sent me from somewhere. I don't know where I got,
yes,
it, but it's here on my computer,
yeah,
now.
Yeah, so all of us selected,
yeah,
a couple songs. So we have
two or three.
Yeah, we can,
okay,
mix it in there.
All right,
and
so I'm
going
to go to whatever this
here
is. I'm going to pull this up and see what
Let's
it is.
Let's see what we have.
This is
it
seems like, well, this seems like Rob somebody.
That's a comedian.
Okay.
Oh, that's something different.
He's going to be performing at an event that I'd love to be able to.
Oh,
to
yeah,
talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah.
Sure.
David, this is a great time to talk,
sure,
about
his
it.
Sure. His name is Ron Ruman.
Ron Ruman. He is hilarious. And he's clean. He's a clean comedian.
Okay.
I'm on the board of directors for an orchestra, the Southern California Philharmonic, And on April 11th, we're having a comedy night to raise money for the orchestra. And Ron is our headliner.
And I will be there if I'm available. And maybe Ed can be in it, too, because he's also a comedian.
Great. And maybe we could play this. Maybe part of it is about a four-minute clip. So.
Yeah, let's give you a few. Let's do about a minute of it if we can. Let's do his first punch. Let's at least do his first punch,
right? Let's do it.
All right. You know, I go through about 8,000 of these a day.
So we're talking about getting older. Let's just get right to it. By applause, how many people here tonight are old?
Woo!
Okay, I said by applause. A few people raised their hands, lets me know what I'm dealing with. Ma'am, you're back here in the fourth row, and I'm surprised that you clapped your hands. You don't look. You're old? How do you know that you're old, ma'am?
I feel it.
You feel old? Sir, could you feel her and verify that for us? It's not that kind of show, sir. Take it easy. I can tell that I'm getting older. Not because my hair is gone, not because my hair is graying. My vocabulary is starting to change. I'm starting to say stuff I know I never said when I was young. I walked in here tonight, the girl at the front counter said, how you doing? I said, fair to Midland. Fair to Midland just came out of my mouth. I was at a party the other night. Somebody said, are you having a good time? I said, oh yeah, it's a hoot.
What night is that?
It's February 11th.
Okay.
And it's going to be at the Laguna Woods Clubhouse. And if you go to the orchestra's website, the orchestra is Southern California Philharmonic or SoCal Phil. Mm-hmm. It's easy to remember. The website is SoCalPhil.org, SoCalPhil.org. You can donate and buy tickets there. The VIP tickets are only $40.
Wow.
In general is $25. There's not a lot of space. So you're going to love this guy. He is so fun.
I like him already. A minute and 10 seconds, I already like him. I know within a minute. Yeah, so he's going to be good. You guys got a phone call. You want to take a call?
Sure, let's do it.
Another one of those dangerous moments. Hi, who's this?
This is Will and Brandon from TBD Studios. We're here live and direct.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hey.
So,
thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, let me introduce TBD really quick.
Okay.
They just opened a studio in the canyon, and they have a gorgeous space that they've decked out. It's very classy. They're open for photography, podcast recording, all kinds of stuff. I've had the pleasure of stopping by a couple times. They just had a private party that I got to go to. So, yeah, why don't you guys go ahead and kind of tell people who you are or how you got started or, like, how this dream came to form?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is Brandon. We're a two-man duo. I originally opened the space back in July. Well, that's when I kind of got everything going. I had some experience. The whole idea was just to build a creative space, simply just to rent out, you know, to photographers, mm-hmm. creators, local influencers in Orange County. I know Laguna Beach is, you know, world-renowned for being a place of, you know, incredible art and art forms. And, you know, I wanted to kind of bring something creative to Laguna Beach. So that was originally the intent. And when I was opening the studio, I partnered up with my partner, Will, who has been, you know, killing the game pretty much in Orange County for the past 6 or 7 years. He's been, you know, Mr. Mayor out here, kissing babies, shaking hands, making tons of connections. And he really just kind of believed in the vision, what I was trying to build. And he was like, you know what? I think I could throw this place up. I think we'd create a great partnership. And, you know, in the short amount of time that we've been open, I mean, it's just been a relationship of pure synergy. He's managed to get everyone from OC Housewives to selling the OC Netflix reality stars all the way up to current and former playmates. We even do a lot of work with local magazines such as Riviera Magazine. And everything at the studio is just kind of, you know, it grew wings and it's really taking off. So
awesome.
Our original plan was to go, you know, super hyper local here in Laguna Beach, but like I said, everything really just took off 0 to 100. So now we're focusing more on you know, providing local services and connecting with, you know, the Lagoonites, as they're often referred to, and kind of showing everybody what we're offering and seeing how we can build and create something great.
That's so cool.
So tell people how they can find you. or contact you if they're interested.
Yeah, the good, Instagram is CBD underscore studios. Also, you can look us up online, CBD Studios as well. And then also you can find me or Brandon, like, very close on our profiles, Brandon Ortega, Mayor of OC. And, yeah, we love what you guys are doing at the radio. We actually stopped by and met Alyssa, so we're hoping to either this month or beyond, you know, talk about what we're doing over here and build some type of partnership to put Laguna on the map.
That very, sounds very awesome. Cool. Very well, welcome cool. and congratulations.
Yeah, and we will look forward to having you in studio and talking to you guys.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thanks, guys. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Enjoy your day.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Cool. All right.
Bye, guys.
So, Kristen, how do you, you're a magnet. You're a magnet. Yeah.
I think, I'm not sure who found who first, but it was through Instagram that right. I found them, and they're here in Laguna. I'm like, what is this place? I've never heard of it before. So, just kind of naturally started collaborating a little bit.
Right. How'd you two find each other, you and Jennifer?
Instagram.
She's an Instagram. Like, yeah, right. She is the Instagram
right, I know.
Expert.
I know.
Like, I like to say influencer, but I know you don't like that word.
We've discussed that.
Yeah,
do you find a negative connotation with that word?
Very, very.
Okay. All right. And do you take it as an affront to be called that?
No, because people don't really understand. Like, I made the post on We Love Laguna Beach, and I joked and called myself an influencer.
Right.
But, it kind of depends on the audience and the crowd that you're dealing with. But I'm not offended.
The face
I just
of
don't
it,
like
I think. I think she's the face. She's Laguna Beach. Like, she looks to me like Laguna Beach. And I found her. No, she's just so beautiful and free and, you know, herself.
And puts out the vibe that Laguna Beach
is. Right. Yeah, I look like New York, you know? So I'm like, you know, we need somebody who is Laguna Beach. And also, she just represents the businesses that she's out there doing as a, you know, just because she loves doing it.
And it would have nothing that she's wearing the rainbow colored Laguna Beach shirt or anything, you know, our logo. I got those sunglasses, by the way. I got our logo tattooed on my arm.
I saw that.
Yeah, across the street. So, you are total Laguna.
She is.
Yeah.
And that's when I saw her. I knew she was what, you know, we needed for We Love Laguna Beach. I thought she is it.
And I had mentioned, and we've had this conversation before, though, I know what you do, and I know that it does influence, but I would never use that term for you and what you are.
I feel like it's so much more, you know, everything I do is organic and natural. I'm not bribed or, you know, told to post certain things. I just share my life as it is here.
There you go.
I got my nose pierced, and I'm like, okay, I got it done locally. So I'm like, let me post the experience, because now people know that there's a piercing studio up north.
Now tell me the pain involved in piercing your nose, please.
We all want to know the pain.
Right. It was not bad. So it's the septum. So you're not going through the tough skin that you would imagine. There's this little tiny thin flap in there.
Right.
And I mean, it was a second of of stinging, maybe like 4 or 5 on the pain scale, but then it was gone.
Okay.
It was way easier than I thought.
All right. I gotta be.
You only live once.
Yeah.
No, true confession here. In the 90s, I had my left nipple pierced. Ow, ow, ow.
Really?
Man. For about an hour. I was doing this right here, man. Look what I'm doing. I'm doing it now.
My God, no.
All the pain is coming out.
Did it make it worse?
Well, no, I didn't close up until about 2003 after I pulled it out. Yeah, but it's closed now.
You know what? You can just redo it real easy. It's probably still fresh.
I'm okay.
Come on. Across the street up north. Yes, that's why
it hurts. Royal Gold. Royal Gold is where I got it done.
Like upstairs? Okay.
There's a tattoo parlor upstairs, and the piercing is downstairs.
Let's go get tattoos.
Oh my gosh. Don't tell me. I'm down.
Someone really would. I'd be like, okay.
It's a beautiful ring, by the way.
Oh, thank you. It's a little bit large. Mm-hmm. I have to wait to downsize.
And true honesty only. There's the only thing you'll get from me. I have found on occasion when I meet someone who has their nose pierced, and I see the piercing on the center of the nose. Mm-hmm. The ones that have the side of the nose pierced, they tend to play with it, and it looks like a pick. It looks like the Seinfeld pick, right? There's always they're always messing with it. And I'm like, stop
that. Get your fingers out of your nose.
Right. That just bugs the crap out of me, man. I'm telling you.
Well, before we forget, actually, we were going to, on Taste of Laguna, one of the events that we helped sponsor, and we were there, and Kristen was there with a booth. She was running the show.
And you're an ambassador for the chamber, correct?
Yes. So I was volunteering for the chamber. Well, now that Kristen is here, it was so fun. We were able to do two types of events at once. So it was great. And so we did a contest for a quarter page ad for the next issue. And our winner, we had selected from our little entry forms. And we wanted to mention that now because it's another local business. I hope, you know, I don't know if anyone's listening here. If not, we'll definitely follow up with it. But we wanted to kind of just to mention it because it is another business which is new and is probably one of the coolest places that I've ever been to. It's called Winecraft.
So,
have you been there yet?
No. I missed the ribbon cutting the other day. I was here working.
Well, that is our winner. And they actually have the really awesome wines. I mean, I'm not like a wine connoisseur, but you know, I've tried a few, and I've tried some of the really, I would say, one of the best wines I ever had, and it's not that pricey.
Yeah, they curate wines also. Yes. They're not a winery where they only sell theirs. Right. They curate wines from all over California and beyond.
They hand-pick them, select them, and then they do crafts. So they're very crafty and cute, and you can go in and plan like a fun date.
I've got to go.
That is our winner.
I wanted to go to the ribbon cutting. I was here working, but I will definitely stop by.
Yes,
I want to go.
It's so
a nice
fun.
Couple, and they made it a point to let me know. They also have local art on their walls that I believe they're going to rotate out. So they're supporting the community right there by having local artists.
They're so sweet.
I'm gonna walk in and go, hey, you got any Thunderbird? All right, Boone's Farm.
That's 662 South Coast Highway, so right near Crest Street. Right. So super cute.
All right. Yeah. Well, you know what? Let's
throw
that
in there.
Let's do this. I'm gonna throw on a song. We'll come back on the other side. We'll give out some numbers and again ways to contact each and every one of you and what we're going to be doing next, and we'll say goodbye. But let's just throw on some music right now, and I'll see you guys in a couple minutes.
Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them
right. So the segue I'll use right now, sweet dreams, and this has been a sweet dream for me. I love having all of you in here in the studio. A quick look over at Dave real fast. You have another event coming up, though, different from the first one we talked about.
Thank you. And this is something that We Love Laguna Beach is going to be involved in, too. Jennifer mentioned that she sold a property, and I ended up being hired by the clients to do the house. And it turns out that my clients, the Bouvan Corporation, they're involved in an orphanage in the Congo, mm-hmm. and they're trying to raise money to build housing for the orphans there. And so I mentioned my musical company, and we're going to have an event at a private home in Laguna Beach, a beautiful home up on Temple Hills. And we don't have a date set. It's going to be in probably late March. But as soon as we get that worked out, if you go to Jennifer's website, to We Love Laguna, there'll be information there. The organization is called I Care For You. The website URL is I Care For You. It's all spelled out except for you. It's the U, I-C-A-R-E-F-O-R-U. Mm-hmm. And you can go on the website and see what they're doing. It's really wonderful what they're doing out in the Congo. They're housing orphans, and you know, here in our country, it's hard to imagine what other countries go through, how many children are abandoned. It tells a story on the website about how many children are just abandoned and lost, and they're trying to help those children. They're trying to provide a place for them and housing and food and care for them. So stay tuned on that. Check back in with Jennifer's.
Yeah, and on our social media, we will definitely put that up there. So we.love.lagunabeach, and we'll keep up with all of our.
It's going to be at a private home. It's going to be a real upscale event with food and wine and music.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And it's a magnificent cause.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much.
And that's the one thing that we all have in common that I keep, like, that ties us all together. And every time I come here, I like to bring someone because, you know, I'm always like, I need to be on the radio. But it's fun because my first culprit was David.
Right.
We had Susan. We had Kristen. And now we have the whole game. So it's like more fun, you know, the more the merrier. So
right.
We love being here.
And like sitting there with the squares of glass behind you, it really is like the opening of the Brady Bunch. So I'm like, here's a story of Jennifer Halpern. She brought in all these friends of hers one day.
We're dating ourselves here.
Well, that's all right. You know, there were at least about Brady Bunch movies at the turn of the century. Yeah. You know, the new ones, I will look forward maybe to seeing you at my comedy show next Wednesday night.
We would love to be there. Yes,
be there again.
For those of you who don't know, Ed, not only is he amazing at this position where he is right here, but he is the funniest stand-up comedian that I've seen.
Thank you so much. Awesome. I'm not clean, I'm sorry.
Not as clean as I would say the other, but it's really funny and awesome. And tell us where it is.
It's at the Laguna Beach Beer Company next Wednesday at 8 o'clock. And it's not just me. I bring on other professionals that are incredibly funny.
And
I have an amazing lineup coming up, including a couple of locals this coming Wednesday night that you're going to enjoy. So
awesome. Well, I can't wait.
And Susan, as always, and Dave nailed it, that soothing voice just kind of sets us
so
off for the rest
soothing.
Of the day.
It is.
Thank you so much. And any words of a cool rest of the day, kind of peaceful thing you can lend to our audience?
Just, be aware of what you have. But we live in so much gratitude, and that's good. We also need to really, really connect with ourselves. We connect to the earth. We connect with people. But the deep connection with ourselves is sort of the disconnect that we're missing. It's all different levels, but the more you find your way in home within, the more you feel that natural flow and the confidence, the worth, everything just comes. Success, it's not your, bank account or your resume. It's the relationship you have with yourself, because then you could have solid relationships and feel good all the time, not just sometimes or when there's a drink or it's a Friday.
Right.
But often. So, just be good to yourself. Be so good to yourself, but on the inside. That's the true self-care. It's an inside job, not an outside job. Those things are nice maintenance, but it's true inside job. And thank you so much. And you can donate up until next Friday, but don't wait that long because then you might forget.
Right.
So the sooner you donate, even if it's $10, whatever you can give, it's just about acknowledging and supporting your local radio. We appreciate every dollar, and thank you so much for listening. And you guys are amazing.
And thank you, Rob, for that wonderful donation.
Yes, you got a donation while we were off playing the song, and Rob donated.
Yes, thank you, Rob.
Beautiful. Rob's wonderful people. Kristen, thank you so very much again. Thank you. Susan and Dave, thank you.
Thank you,
and Jennifer,
Ed.
Love you so much. Thank you so much.
Can I make a statement that I wanted to make when I saw the lineup?
Of course.
I'd like to pass the torch now to Oak Laguna Beach, who feeds me more than I feed myself.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Chef Nick. I cannot wait to get Chef Nick in here. I'm going to tell you about our pairing the other night that was amazing.
No, they are killing
and
it.
He is just, he is creativity personified.
Oh, it's so good.
I can't wait to talk to him. All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you on the other side.
Can you bring food?
Do you always trust your first initial feeling? Special knowledge. A glove, like the love that had finally found me, and I knew in the crystalline knowledge of you. Drove me through the mountain, through the crystal like a clear water. To the sea, to the sea, yeah. How the faces of love change, turning the pages. Like a glove.